Running was never part of the plan. None of this would have happened if I'd been a little more cautious, just a little more introspective, a little less obsessed with the truth and deadlines and principles at the expense of all else. My disguise had fooled no one. I remember fading in and out of consciousness until I found myself in an opulent office with a big man himself. He plainly told me that my drink had been laced with a cocktail of neurotoxins and that the antidote was mine if I agreed to play by the rules. His rules. I understood clearly, even through my delirium. This was his town, their town, and that the rules changed to suit the purposes of the master plan, whatever it might be. He said he was tired of coaxing results from the city's various levers of power with money and violence. Controlling the public record would be as good as controlling minds themselves, he said. And we made our bargain. The antidote, my life, in exchange for control of the newspaper. It brings me great shame to admit that I offered no resistance. I was eager to live, whatever the cost was, and I could already feel my limbs growing heavy with paralysis. It was all a matter of principle, he said, and that this wasn't personal. My principles were merely incompatible with his own and the realities of life in this city. City walls and hope and other high-minded horse shit had nothing to do with it. Civilization came at a price, and he was paying all the bills. I forced my weakening muscles to sign a document attesting to their control of the Wastelander, and my pen had just left the paper when I was clubbed in the head. I awoke later in a shipping crate full of potatoes in a strange new place called Uranium Springs. The botulinum toxin would have lingering effects, I'm told. I've since been receiving care from a doctor, or that's what he calls himself anyway. Needs me for a series of tests, he says. Not safe to leave until he's finished developing a final treatment. Not sure I believe him, but after what I've been through, I'm frankly just too terrified to take any more chances.